This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I got to tell you something. I'm excited because Mariska Hargitay is going to be joining us as our first guest this second hour. And she hasn't been here in a long, long time. A couple of weeks ago, her husband was on the show. And we're glad that she's back embarking on season number 20 of Law & Order. Can you believe that? Later on, another guest that hasn't joined us in a while, the beautiful Heidi Klum, will be here to talk about the new season of America's Got Talent. Then Tom Murphy will be joining us. He's an author and also started an organization, very nice organization too, I might add, edgeforvets.org. And Feeding America is important, and that's a project that our final guest, Dash Blaker, will be working on and talking to us about. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll have Mariska Hargitay here on the show.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It's a lot of lies, like a lot of lies.
That comes from a new song that was just launched by Save-A-Lot, your go-to neighborhood value grocer. The two-minute energy-boosting song creatively brings to light the hometown shopping experience of Save-A-Lot. It combines hip-hop, rap, and pop stylings into a video that literally has customers singing and dancing in a Save-A-Lot store and celebrating all of the savings that are possible.
Like a lot of lies, that means a lot of lies. Like dance on back to the parking lot a lot. Like safe and praise on the stuff you crave. And waves from the legs. Oh, hey, go back. High five.
The amazing video was produced by Drew Kirsch, the MTV VMA Video of the Year award-winning director for Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. You can check out the full Like a Lot music video at SaveALot.com and on streaming platforms like YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I don't think there's anyone listening that doesn't recognize that theme song from one of the most popular television shows in TV history. We're back. We're live all across the USA and around the world, and I am ecstatic that my loveliest lady is going to be joining us of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Joining us right now is Mariska Hargitay and the man behind the scenes, the executive producer of this great television show, Warren Light. Mariska, Warren, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
This is the guy that I love.
Well, thank you, and I love you too. And I'm going to tell you how I love you and how I insisted on being here today. Okay.
Well, I wasn't going to do it if it wasn't you.
I'll tell you, all I've been hearing about since I got on this job was Ron said he would do it this way. Ron said he would, so, you know, nice to meet you.
Oh, wow. Nice to meet you, too, Warren.
Thank you. So happy to be back, Ron.
Thanks so much.
And back for yet another season of Law & Order.
I am indeed, and may I say thank you, Ron.
You are now in, is it the 20th season?
I just got here. This is my third season, but I've been on other shows, and I do agree with you.
I tell you what I'm absolutely amazed at, and I've said this to Mariska in the past too, is after 20 seasons, the storylines are still fresh for a show that is this contemporary as far as taking the storylines from the headlines. It's fascinating how you can keep these storylines fresh.
Well, I'd like to jump in here, Ron. I tell you, this is testament to Warren Light, because after years, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And I've had many years to go a lot of places that have been great. So I can honestly tell you that the show feels new, and it feels like a different show, and my character feels like a different person, and that is very exciting and rewarding for me to do. After Warren has managed to do that, it's like to achieve the dream.
Warren, it's got to be a privilege going to work in the morning knowing that whatever you put on the paper is going to be interpreted just the way you want it to with talent like Mariska.
Well, it's actually usually better. It's really what I know is, and especially after we wrote this premiere, which was difficult to write, but I would say impossible to play, and then Mariska and Pablo Schreiber, her co-star in this episode, elevated it. So you're writing, you know, it's almost like composing, and you know anything you write, the musicians can come in and play it, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about the range. You don't have to worry about the tempo. You write it, and they'll she delivers. And the premiere, Olivia goes places she's never had to go in 15 years. And I think it was scary for Mariska when she read the script. I had no anxieties. I knew she would commit to it fully. And it's devastating at times to watch these first two episodes.
I love the analogy you gave about the music aspect of it. Being a singer and singing in front of a 15-piece orchestra, it's very nice to know that everybody knows their part. And with Mariska, that is absolutely the case. Now, I know Mariska knows this story, but I got to repeat it, okay? I tell you how I got really hooked on Law & Order. Many, many years ago, Ed McMahon was my partner. And he was over at my house, and he said, "You watch Law & Order?" I said, "Boy, I've interviewed everybody on that show, but I haven't watched it that much." And he said, "You got to watch it." I said, "I'll make you a deal. I'll watch it if you watch The Lone Ranger, which was on some public broadcast station at 7:30. Well, I got hooked. Like everybody in the nation has gotten hooked. And now there are times that I watch 2 to 3 episodes a day. I mean, I'm obsessed with this show.
Yeah, it's not healthy, the addiction people have for this. I mean, it's good for us.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And I go home, and my wife is watching it. And it's like, really? I need to see this after 12 days on the set? These episodes generally are self-contained. You come in, and in that hour, we tell a full story. And I think we strive to keep it real and moving. The stories we tell are not black and white. I come home and I'm tired, and she's got one of these reruns on, and I get pulled in.
It's easy to do. Mariska, you and I have chatted about this in the past. The fact is, the backdrop of New York City is the perfect cast in the world, and it's almost like working a live concert, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I think at the shows, at the beginning, I remember Dick Wolf talking about how the New York City was, I believe, the sixth character. And, you know, at the time, I didn't fully understand that, but after shooting for 15 years in the streets of New York, I certainly understand it now. It is a live, breathing entity, contributes and brings the show a vitality and an energy that you just have to deal with. And that's exciting because it's real and it's raw. And
we also get the New York pool of actors who are, and we now have the entire writing team is in New York, and they're mostly locally born and raised. And I think that helps. You can see those shows that have New York in the title but are shot on the back lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real difference.
And it's so different for us as actors having the writers and having Warren on set because, you know, we have a read-through and we go through this process, and if we have notes or thoughts or questions, we usually hammer it out at the read-through. And when Warren is on set with So Beautiful, it's a script. Instead of it being set in stone, it's, again, this living, breathing thing, and Warren is always going, well, what about this word, or what about that word, or you can, you know, try something new. Sometimes if I'm in a really intense scene, something will just come out of me. I can't help myself. And then Warren, and usually, you know, before, sometimes you get scared, like, oh, I don't know if they approve that. And Warren is like, yeah, I like it. Or what about this? Or what about that? So even till the last second of shooting, we're always tweaking and refining, and that's very exciting.
In New York City is confusion to begin with from the standpoint of traffic and pedestrians and everything else. Are there some New Yorkers that don't appreciate you being there? Because I'm sure when you go out and film some of these things, you're going to have a little disruption where you're doing it.
Sometimes, but I got to tell you, I mean, there have been times when, you know, it's been disruptive. But for the most part, and I think that this is a testament to the show and to the writing. And, you know, people are so, it's so wonderful to see. We get received with such open arms and love. And people, like, you know, go, Olivia, I love you, Olivia.
Ice.
Oh, yeah, Ice. Oh, my gosh, Ice.
I should run for mayor now.
I should run for mayor. But people have really welcomed us. And it's such a lovely feeling. I feel like we're part of the architecture.
I think there's a sense that this is a New York show on the streets, and so it's not nearly. I mean, New Yorkers will get mad at you if you ask them what time it is.
Sure.
But we'll take away their parking places. We'll block their streets, and they'll
block the exit to their house.
And they're like, hey,
wait.
You know, Olivia. So no, it's not. For some reason, there's a nice. Collaboration with the people of the city.
It is. It's kind of beautiful.
Great. Now, Mariska, I congratulate you on the earning 8 consecutive Emmy nominations for Outstanding Actress in 2006, also a Golden Globe, and a Golden Globe nomination 2009, 6 SAG Award nominations, and 2 Gracie Allen Awards for American Women in Radio and Television. I would be remiss if I didn't say this, Mariska, and I know that, Warren, you share these thoughts. She has done so much giving back to society, including an organization that I think is great. You created the Joyful Heart Foundation, and I think that's sensational.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I feel honored to be able to contribute in some way. You know, I feel this show has really educated me about the issues and the misconceptions about domestic violence and sexual assault, and I think it's something that we can change and hopefully end if people got engaged and talk about it and take accountability and responsibility and get involved and talk to our kids and just start a conversation about it. If I could get one thing out there to everyone, is a simple conversation can save a life.
Sure, absolutely.
So talking about these issues is something that I want people to do with in a fearless way and with excitement and pride. You know, the way we sort of talk about, you know, breast cancer and AIDS now, the society has changed and become much more brave. But the fact of the matter is that the stigma and shame belong with the perpetrator, not with the survivor. They should be exalted and nourished, and they are so unbelievably courageous and brave to come forward, and we need to acknowledge that, reward them by actually do something about it. You know, I have high hopes about changing some of the laws, stopping this rape kit backlog issue. You know, there are hundreds and thousands of untested rape kits across the country, and by talking about it and changing it, people will be enraged if they knew about it, and they will do something about it and change it.
She had a run for mayor. She's phenomenal.
Well, the ICE Mariska ticket would win in New York.
Oh, man, they could go national with this puppy. I really...
ICE and Mariska.
ICE and Mariska.
The posters would be great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the poster would be sensational. Well, the premiere of the new season, number 20, wow, is coming up on NBC, of course, where guests have been executive producer, Warren Light, and my dear friend, who I love immensely, Mariska Hargitay. Mariska, Warren, thank you so much for joining us, and I really look forward to having you back, but you know you're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Warren. Boy, do I love that lady, Mariska Hargitay. I personally think that show is going to last forever, certainly in reruns. It is a phenomenon for television. We have more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause for a second, but stick around because there's more to come.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times over the years. She is not only beautiful, she is delightful to have on the show, and she's judge on America's Got Talent. You talk about a tough job for a beautiful lady, it's that. Joining us right now is Heidi Klum. Hi, Heidi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you back, and as I mentioned before, as a judge, with all the things that you have done in your remarkable career, is being a judge one of the toughest? Because I've often said, I can emcee these shows, but I hate to be a judge. I mean, that's a very subjective situation. And you do a great job at it, but is it tough?
It is tough. It is tough when you have children in front of you and you have to say no. It's really hard. Or when someone is in front of you and they really believe in themselves so much and they're like, what? My act is the best. Why did you buzz? Please take the buzz back.
Yeah.
You know, why did you give me the X? And you have to, you know, send people off the stage because the act really wasn't that good. You kind of have to, you know, or I always like to do that in a way that, you know, people walk off the stage not feeling bad because there's no point in that. But it definitely is more fun having someone amazing on the stage and saying, wow, your act was amazing. You had me glued to you for 90 seconds and I want to see more. I prefer that much more than having to say no to somebody. But unfortunately, there's always more no's than yeses.
Yeah, and you know, with the amount of people that try out for this, I mean, I got to assume that that's right on the money. I mean, you got to say no to a ton of people because so many people try out for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, a lot of people come, and a lot of people come also with no real act. You know, some people, I don't know who told them that they were good at, you know, singing or dancing or, you know, magic. I'm like, I just totally saw how you did that trick. What is this? You know, I mean, we see a lot of people. We go in, you know, to all these different cities. I mean, that's what we did last year. And, you know, we see 40 to 50 acts in a day. And you see very fast who has it and who doesn't.
Sure.
You know, we get bored quickly when you see that many people come onto the stage. But we also laugh at people who do silly things. You know, I still remember last year, you know, this guy that came with toilet plungers and was throwing toilet plungers across the stage onto naked guys' backs.
Yes.
You know, those
I remember
kind of
that.
Things, those memories, I mean, it was silly and we all buzzed, but even though it was so silly, we still remember it.
Sure.
You know?
It's tough to say no. I always think of the person that told Elvis Presley that he should go back to driving a truck. I mean, you know, you don't want to say no to somebody that might be, you know, the next superstar, but how do you know? It's so tough.
It is tough. And if there is someone who has a real true talent and we say no, it doesn't mean that your career is over.
No, of course not.
You know, if you have it, you know, you still should go and fight for it and go and see people. You know, also, you have only 90 seconds, and some people come onto the stage and they're just so nervous that they maybe can't show it in those 90 seconds because their nerves are taking over and that day wasn't their day.
Right, right.
So, you know, people shouldn't give up just because it didn't work, you know, on ADT that day. You know, it is cutthroat, and people come on there and they only have a a short time, and they have to wow us really, really quickly, because the next person is already standing there on the sideline ready to come out and bring it, you know?
Well, you know, and you mentioned cutthroat. I mean, that's the entertainment business. You and I both know that, so they might as well get used to it on America's Got Talent, because they're going to have it all through their career if they decide to go that route.
Yeah, it is pretty hard, and as you can see, I mean, America's Got Talent has been on the air, and every year there's new talented people that are popping up from who knows where.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of talent out there, and you just have to be extra special in order to move forward.
Now you have four judges, Howie Mandel, Sofia Vergara, yourself, Simon Cowell. Does it make a difference now that you have an even number of judges versus an odd number like three? I mean, does that kind of mess up? You have a 50-50 deal going?
It is fun for the audience that we sometimes have to battle it out, or sometimes we try to change another judge's mind. I've had it where I went on his knees and he tried to, you know, convince me and say yes. He's like, please, please, and he went down on his knees, and I quite enjoyed that. And I think people at home thought that that was funny, too, to see him that way. So I think it is actually pretty good to have four. I was surprised myself, to be honest with you. And then I read in the news a few weeks later, and I was like, oh, all right, they didn't take me, they took someone else. And then they called me and I said, no, we want you to come. And they're like, no, we're going to have four judges. I thought, I was like, wow, that is cool. It's different, and it's actually cool to have four judges there. And I was very pleased, excited to be back this year.
Well, sure, and they have to have some beauty on that panel. I mean, they just can't have Howie and Simon. That's not going to cut it for us guys watching. Are you at all of those auditions, Heidi?
No, we're not, unfortunately. This year, we're not going to as many cities as we did last year.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out for some of the judges to do that. I have to say I enjoyed going to the different cities, because I also understand not everyone can come to New York, not everyone can come to Los Angeles. And I just love traveling America. You know, you get to go to cities that normally, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to. Like in my job, I had not gone to some of the cities, so I actually enjoyed, you know, coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Heidi, I would be remiss if I didn't say that, and we don't have the time to do it, but if I ran down everything that you're involved with, personal appearances you made on television, on the big screen, also your modeling career, all of the things that you do for charity, it's remarkable that you even have time to even eat lunch. I mean, it's I give you a lot of credit. You got a lot of energy.
Well, you put all of these things, and this is, you know, I've done all these things in 20 years, not last year.
You didn't do it all in a year, right?
Yeah, I didn't do it all in a year.
The one thing I love about this show, and I'm sure this is the success of the season that we're talking about, is that it's open to all ages, any talent. I mean, you don't have to be like an 18-year-old singer or dancer. You can be a contortionist. You can be a juggler. You can be anything. And that's what I think the appeal is, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why I love the show so much. I had watched AGT from my couch at home with my kids because, you know, if it's just one-sided, if it's just about singing, you know, they lose their focus, my kids. They're like, oh, this is boring, and they want to change and watch something else. They've always loved watching AGT because there's all these different people that come on the stage.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wonder who's coming next. Oh, that's cool. Or then someone is there they don't like so much, and then the next person they like again. The variety is what makes it so interesting and fun to watch, because you just never know who comes on that stage next. And it's the same for us judges. You know, we don't get a rundown. People don't tell us, you know, who is all there that day. So we sit there and we're surprised. And I love that. You have to be open-minded and give the people a chance when they come onto the stage. And I love it. It's one of my favorite, you know, jobs that I've done in 20 years of being in this industry. I love it.
And you do a great job at it. And of course, it brings back
the
variety show format to TV, which is not there anymore. Well, hopefully you'll come back, eh?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
I would love to, yeah.
Well, Heidi, it's always great having you on the show. You're a delight. You're not only, as I mentioned before, talented and just a very outstanding entrepreneur and beautiful. You're the full package, and we're going to be watching America's Got Talent with our judge and our friend Heidi Klum. Thanks, Heidi. You're terrific.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day. We'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Yes, thank you. You too. Good day.
Okay, bye-bye, Heidi. Heidi Klum has been our guest, and yet another season of America's Got Talent. There's more to come all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges, according to Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. The sheriff made the announcement Saturday in response to a criminal complaint from a former aide to the governor who accused Cuomo of groping her. Apple promised that a comprehensive investigation would be conducted, though he would not commit to any timeline for its completion. An investigation by an independent panel overseen by New York's Attorney General's office concluded that he sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office. And the American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to take commercial flights if they could, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest is quite a talent. He has a new book that just came out a couple of days ago. It's actually called A New Novella, which is a term that I just learned here a couple of seconds ago. It's called The Anniversary Box, a love story. In addition to that, he has founded Edge for Vets. It's an institute that teaches military veterans how to get into their assets a little bit better and try to get jobs. He founded the Human Resiliency Institute at Fordham. Joining us right now is Tom Murphy. Hi, Tom. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm great, and thank you for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, when I saw this, it was very interesting. And I want to talk about your books, including the latest one called The Anniversary Box. Very clever, this is. I wish I had thought of that when I first got married. But before we do that, tell us about the Human Resiliency Institute that's at Fordham with regards to a program called, as I mentioned in the introduction, Edge for Vets.
Sure. And, you know, as you know, and as your listeners know, you know, after 9/11, 2 million men and women, soldiers, went overseas, you know, to fight the wars after 9/11. And now they're coming back in waves. And they served the country, and now they're looking to, you know, transition back into civilian life. And the key to a successful transition, as we all know, is getting a job, and not just any old job, but a job that can lead to a career and give you the kind of life that you want. So I created the Human Resiliency Institute at Fordham, and we have a program called Edge, the number four, edgeforvets.org. That essentially does that. It gives the vets, the returning soldiers, what business leaders say they need the most, and to be successful in getting that job, and that is to translate their strengths, which are enormous, but translate them for currency for the civilian sector to be successful in a civilian job. And I looked around in 2011, 10 years ago, and I saw there were a lot of well-intentioned efforts to help our service personnel, but, you know, largely they were job fairs, and job fairs can be hit or miss, and I realized the missing piece in all of that was what I call preparation in advance of trying to connect the vets. So that's where I created Edge for Vets, with a workshop series that teaches vets how to do what I call the prep, the translation piece, how to take those skills from the military, express them in civilian terms, where an HR recruiter who does the hiring and maybe has no military experience but knows how to evaluate talent can say, oh, this person will be great for my company. And it's without that piece, without that translation piece, a lot of our service personnel do not succeed getting the job. They'll go into an interview and they'll, you know, use military jargon, whatever, and they won't succeed. So the Edge for Vets program is designed to give them that prep to translate the strengths in advance of then connecting them to the hiring managers. I've been doing it for 10 years, been very successful.
I think it's a great idea. And, you know, several years ago, and I won't mention the name, there was someone on my show that was talking about converting into civilian life from vets coming out of the service. And one of the things they said is that, you know, they should start a business. And I was questioning the individual with regards to how does a vet come out of a short-term or a long-term relationship with the military and able to go to bank and get credit for a business, able to walk in and know the latest trends and the latest marketing, sales, or technology that they need to know. And they had no answers for that. And I think this is something that really and truly addresses that issue. And by the way, the website is edgeforvets.org, but it's not spelled F-O-R. It's the number four, Edge number four vets. But this addresses that issue, does it not, Tom?
It does. And, you know, we see the vets coming back, and like at Fordham is one example of a school. Before the 2009 GI Bill went into effect in August 2009, Fordham had 50 veterans, and then once that GI Bill went back in, we saw that jump to nearly 500, 450. And that's typical of schools everywhere. So the vets are smart. They're taking advantage of the GI Bill. They're going to school, and all that's good. But they're thinking in terms of career after getting that education. And that's the piece that we provide, how to how to take those skills from the military and translate them and put them into language that a hiring manager can understand and recognize that, wow, this is somebody who can help our company and get them started on their way.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. We need to take care of these vets. I see these commercials on TV where these vets come back, you know, with limbs gone and everything else. This is so, so important. Now, you are also the author of books, one called Just Call Me Jock, which is a story about the history of the Boston Marathon, Reclaiming the Sky, which kind of led you to Fordham University. Also, one called Runner in Red, a Boston Marathon mystery novel. And then the one you have out right now that I find very unique. It's called The Anniversary Box, A Love Story. And it's kind of been, I guess, motivated by the fact of the untimely battle of your wife passing away with non-smoking lung cancer. And tell us about the story of what your in-laws did and the reference it makes to the title of the book, Anniversary Box. I thought this was very touching and a great idea, really.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about the vets and tapping resiliency strengths, and you know, when adversity strikes, it's so important to be able to reach down and tap those strengths to keep going. And you know, as you mentioned, my wife and I, marathon runners, we're married for 33 years, and we ran dozens of marathons together, ran New York seven times together, etc. It was our thing, and she got lung cancer out of the blue, and with no symptoms, and non-smoker's lung cancer, never smoked, suddenly gets lung cancer. She fought it for 6 years, and it was during the course of that that, you know, any couples who've been through that kind of thing know that, you know, that you talk, and when you talk, you have conversations about how do we stay strong, how do we, you know, how do we keep going. So I learned a lot from Barb. Her name was Barb. I learned a lot from her through her example of courage. She never was a victim. She never went to, you know, why me or poor me or life's unfair or any of that. She was all, you know, moving forward and being resilient, and so she passed away in 2013, and then it was, you know, during the pandemic last year, you know, everything shut down. I was doing my Edge for Vets workshops all across the country when, you know, the planes stopped flying, etc., and I just had time to think and ponder. So I went back to all of the lessons that I learned from Barb, and couples know this, you know, there are things that couples do to stay strong and keep going, and so I put them into a tale called The Anniversary Box, where each year a couple would write a message to each other on their anniversary about, you know, how to affirm their love and suggest ways to make it stronger and seal it away in an anniversary box. And then the mom is deceased and the dad has had a stroke when their daughter, who is about to get married, learns about this anniversary box and this treasure trove of wisdom inside that box if she could only find it. So The Anniversary Box is a tale with a daughter about to get married 6 weeks before her wedding, sets out to find the anniversary box to learn the secret to how do you keep love alive for a lifetime before she steps to the altar. So that's the story. It's intended to be, you know, a heartwarming story that people can read and really, you know, gain affirmation for themselves on, like, what they're doing right and maybe some tips on how to make their love stronger to keep going. So it comes from the example of courage, all those examples I learned from Barb. There's a total of 24 messages in the story. The couple was married for 24 years, so there's 24 messages that the daughter sets out to discover, and those hopefully can be helpful to people.
And by the way, the sale proceeds are going to Cancer Research Charity. And again, the name of the book is Anniversary Box, A Love Story, and the Human Resiliency Institute website is edge4vets.org. Tom, congratulations on everything that you're doing. Please join us again sometime, and good luck. You're doing good work.
Thanks a lot for having me. Enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Tom Murphy has been our guest. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the name of the organization, the Human Resiliency Institute at Fordham, the website is edge4vets.org. And again, it's the number 4. And of course, his book, Anniversary Box, A Love Story. But this is very important when it comes to helping our vets. I cannot stress that enough. the two really important resources we have in this country, and I say this all the time, is our children and our vets. We need to take care of both of them. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wide and around the world, it's Ron Segee today. Everybody is concerned about the condition of the country, the world for that matter, and one of the concerns is food. And boy, after this pandemic, you just realize how much problems that hunger is in the United States, and that is very, very sad to say the least. And we have a gentleman here that's going to shed some light on how this can be resolved, because his company is working towards that end. He is the Director of Public Relations and Community Experience at Whataburger. Joining us right now is Dash Baker. Hi, Dash. How are you? And welcome to our show.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Food is so, so imperative to our youngsters and people that aren't in a financial position to have a meal on the table every night. And this is an effort called Food Insecurity, which I think is a great name. Unfortunately, it's too prevalent in our country. There's information that's out right now as part of a first-ever fundraiser called Orange Spirit Week, which is the celebration of Whataburger's 71st anniversary. Tell us about this, Dash.
Absolutely. So, you know, Whataburger is about feeding people, and we love to do that. And so it's on our hearts when millions of Americans face hunger every day, as they do. And so we want to do our part. And through the year, we have an umbrella campaign called Feeding Student Success. It's about fighting hunger and supporting students. Because as you said, you know, if someone's hungry, they can't learn, they can't achieve their goals. And we do that all year long, but once a year, we celebrate our anniversary, the founding values, which include community engagement and being part of the communities where we have restaurants. And we call that Orange Spirit Week. And that's coming up here August 8th through 15th. That's a Sunday to a Sunday. And why that matters is it's during that week that we're going to team up with Feeding America. That's the nation's largest hunger relief organization. And during that week, when one of our guests gives a dollar or more on top of their bill, we're going to collect that. We're going to give that money to Feeding America, and it's going to go back into the local community where it was given, because Feeding America has member organizations, community food banks throughout the nation, and the dollar that's given in the community is going to go back into that community. We're just going to try to motivate some people and collect and let people participate during Orange Spirit Week in what we love to do all year long in the Feeding Student Success Program.
Now, there are 200 food banks that this Feeding America is associated with and 60,000 food pantries and meal programs. How do they go about it? Because I know that there is a special thank you coupon that customers can donate to.
Yeah, so that's right. So what happens is when a customer gives a dollar or more, they get the thank you coupon. So that's pretty cool because it's good for a free Whataburger with the purchase of a fry and a drink. But as I say, it's really a thank you, a recognition that their dollar is going to go to Feeding America. We're working with them to make sure that if a dollar is given in a restaurant in a city, it's going to go back to the food bank that serves that city, which is really cool. So everybody wins. They know that they were lucky enough to enjoy their favorite Whataburger meal, and we're thankful to them to have contributed a dollar or more to fight hunger right there in their neighborhood.
So it's a rather laborious chore for you to be able to figure out where the money is going to be allocated, because, as you mentioned, if you do this in Florida, it's not going to go to a food bank in Arizona.
Well, and that's why we're so grateful to Feeding America. They're a wonderful organization, and they're helping us organize all of this. Through the year, we do lots of activities with our local food banks, and we know them well. But as you said, in this first ever system-wide 850-plus restaurant campaign, we wanted to make sure that every dollar given made it back to the community. And the way that we're able to do that is through Feeding America and their organization. So we're really grateful to them and for everything they do through the year. This is just our chance to step up and partner with them during this special Orange Spirit Week celebration.
Yeah, it's very important. Now, what about the teacher appreciation and the student success? What are those programs, Dash?
So, you know, Feeding Student Success is that umbrella program. It's our way that we engage with the community, and it is around combating food insecurity, fighting hunger, right, and supporting students. And it takes lots of forms through the year. There's charitable giving, including with local food banks in our community. There's volunteerism. There's scholarships, and we participate in creating food pantries on college campuses and those kinds of things. What's going to happen that's a little special during Orange Spirit Week is we're going to let our guests get in on the fun, give a dollar, help relieve hunger. We're also going to be active. Our employees, we call them family members, are going to be active in the community. they're going to be stuffing 10,000 school supply bags to give out to kids who need the supplies to get a good start on the year. You mentioned a teacher appreciation event that we're going to be doing here in our hometown of San Antonio, Texas. We're going to be doing some food bank volunteer activities. It's what we do all year long, peaking up here during Orange Spirit Week and with the opportunity for our guests to participate with us and help fight hunger.
You know, Dash, I have a staggering statistic here in front of me that the Feeding America program, which, by the way, as I mentioned earlier, is the largest hunger relief organization in the United States, provides meals for more than 40 million people a year. Dash, that's a huge number, and to think that if this wasn't in play, that those 40 million people might not eat as regularly or as good as they would if it wasn't for this organization.
You know, that's absolutely right, and we're so grateful to Feeding America and the community food banks that are part of their network for what they do in our communities. It's critical work, something that we want to support them with. Have a good meal and leave a dollar for hunger relief in their communities.
Okay, and the week is starting this Sunday, right?
It is. It's August 8th through 15th, Sunday to Sunday.
Okay, and is there a site we can go to for more information?
But the most important message is just come on by, come visit us, leave a dollar for somebody who can't afford to have a Whataburger right now.
Hey, Dash, thanks for what you're doing. It's a great opportunity to feed the millions of people in our country that go without food each and every day. It's pretty tough. Dash, thanks for joining us, and please come back again sometime.
I'd love to. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Dash Blaker has been our guest. He is the Director of Public Relations and Community Expertise for Whataburger, organizing and teaming up with Feeding America, the largest hunger relief organization in the United States, with over 200 food banks and over 60,000 food pantries and meal programs that provide meals for more than 40 million people a year. That is a huge number. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
That's a wrap on this first full weekend of the new month. Hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours. We love having you here. And I want to thank my guest for being part of it, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, singer, songwriter, and now author, Rita Coolidge, grill master David Rose, beautiful and sensational actress Mariska Hargitay, and equally beautiful Heidi Klum from America's Got Talent. I want to thank Tom Murphy and Dash Blaker. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.